Welcome to Daily Devotionals with David Olabode. Today's devotional is The Seasons of Life, Part 5. The setback is for your comeback. Our text is Psalm 126, verses 1 to 3, NIV. When the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, we were like those who dreamed. Our mouths were filled with laughter and our tongues with songs of joy. Then it was said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us, and we are filled with joy. Setbacks are not always easy to navigate in the seasons of life, but they are necessary for comebacks. Many have given up hope when the going gets tough and rough, but they have been manipulated by the enemy to think that it's all over for them. You must always remember that failure is a big part of success. Show me a man who has never faced adversity, and I will tell you that man cannot be trusted. The Bible is filled with the stories of people who experienced adversity and used those experiences as inspiration for others. In Hebrews chapter 11, there are many examples of those who overcame adversity to become God's mighty men and women. Many had encounters that were difficult to comprehend how they overcame, but those have been our inspirations today. Hebrews 11, 8 to 12. When Joseph was separated from his family as a teenager and sold to a far away country, he must have felt like that was the end of his dream of greatness, but God was with him. The God factor will always make your setback to become a comeback. Through slavery and false accusation and imprisonment, God helps Joseph to overcome his setbacks and realize his dreams. If you will refuse to give up, God will vindicate you and glorify himself in your life and situation. Romans 8:28. When Abraham's father left the Ur of the Chaldeans for Canaan and stopped at Haran and died there, young Abraham would have thought that was the end of his story, but God stepped in and rewrote his story. The Bible says that if you faint in the day of adversity, then your strength is small. Don't allow a temporary setback to stop you from achieving your dreams. Jabez could have just folded up and concluded that nothing good could come out of his life. But he cried out to God for a change, and he became honorable than all his brethren. 1 Chronicles 4, 9 to 10. Meditate on this. What will you do if you know that you can never fail? Champions are those who refuse to give up in the face of adversity. Life will likely knock you down a few times, but you must rise up each time with the courage and determination to fight back against the odds and overcome. Proverbs 24:16. The same way Jesus used the cross as a weapon of victory against the enemy, you are fighting from the place of victory. Confession. In Jesus' name, I declare that every setback is for my glorious comeback, because I'm fighting from the place of victory. I refuse to give up in the face of adversity, because the greater one lives inside me. My strength is renewed and my courage restored as I continue to trust the Lord with my heart. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for listening. Looking forward to you joining us again tomorrow for another devotional. Have an awesome day.